Anna sent Lydia into the kitchen to make the white chocolate bread pudding. Noticeably pregnant now and no longer nauseated, Anna seemed to eat constantly, as if on a mission to make up for calories lost during the months of morning sickness. "I have some news," said John. "I've been offered the position of chairman at the Cancer Biology and Genetics Program at Sloan Kettering." "Where's that?" asked Anna through a mouthful of chocolate-covered cranberries. "New York City." No one said a word. Dean Martin belted out "A Marshmallow World" on the stereo. "Well, you're not actually entertaining the idea of taking it, are you?" asked Anna. "I am. I've been down there several times this fall, and it's a perfect position for me." "But what about Mom?" asked Anna. "She's not working anymore, and she rarely goes to campus at all." "But she needs to be here," said Anna. "No, she doesn't. She'll be with me." "Oh, please. I come over at night so you can work late, and I sleep over whenever you're out of town, and Tom comes when he can on the weekends," said Anna. "We're not here all the time, but..." "That's right, you're not here all the time. You don't see how bad it's getting. She pretends to know a lot more than she does. You think she's going to appreciate that we're in Cambridge a year from now? She doesn't recognize where she is now when we're 3 blocks away. We could very well be in New York City, and I could tell her it's Harvard Square, and she wouldn't know the difference." "Yes, she would, Dad," said Tom. "Don't say that." "Well, we wouldn't move before September. It's a long ways off." "It doesn't matter when it is. She needs to stay here. She'll go downhill fast if you move away," said Anna. "I agree," said Tom. They talked about her as if she weren't sitting in the wing chair, a few feet away. They talked about her, in front of her, as if she were deaf. They talked about her, in front of her, without including her, as if she had Alzheimer's disease. "This position is likely never to open up again in my lifetime, and they want me." "I want her to be able to see the twins," said Anna. "New York isn't that far, and there's no guarantee that you're all going to stay in Boston." "I might be there," said Lydia. Lydia stood in the doorway between the living room and kitchen. Alice hadn't seen her there before she spoke, and her sudden presence in the periphery startled her. "I applied to NYU, Brandeis, Brown, and Yale. If I get into NYU and you and Mom are in New York, I could live with you and help out. And if you stay here and I get into Brandeis or Brown, I can be around too," said Lydia. Alice wanted to tell Lydia that those were excellent schools. She wanted to ask her about the programs that most interested her. She wanted to tell her that she was proud of her. But her thoughts from idea to mouth moved too slowly today, as if they had to swim miles through Black River sludge before surfacing to be heard, and most of them drowned somewhere along the way. "That's great, Lydia," said Tom. "So that's it. You're just going to continue about your life as if Mom doesn't have Alzheimer's and we don't have anything to say about it," asked Anna. "I'm making plenty of sacrifices," said John. He'd always loved her, but she'd made it easy for him. She'd been looking at their time left together as precious time. She didn't know how much longer she could hang on to herself, but she'd convinced herself that she could make it through their sabbatical year. One last sabbatical year together. She wouldn't trade that in for anything. Apparently, he would. How could he? The question raged through the Black River sludge in her head, unanswered. How could he? The answer it found kicked her behind the eyes and choked her heart. One of them was going to have to sacrifice everything. Alice, answer the following questions. 1. What month is it? 2. Where do you live? 3. Where is your office? 4. When is Anna's birthday? 5. How many children do you have? If you have trouble answering any of these, go to the file named Butterfly on your computer and follow the instructions there immediately. December, Harvard Square, Harvard, April, 3.